Hey, how are you guys? Welcome. It is another glorious morning here in California. Welcome to Coffee Chat. You see, I've got my travel mug today because it's a little chilly. So this keeps my coffee warm while I'm here working at my desk. And anyway, welcome. My name is Michelle Peterson. I am the founder of Online Marketing, and I am a direct response copywriter. I'm a marketing consultant and coach, and we do coffee chats every weekday morning to talk about online marketing and success strategies. Today's topic is one that's fun for me. It's very timely still, and that is video in online marketing. So clearly, I like to do video. Video is very effective in marketing, and for so very many reasons, right? Video is more engaging. With the moving video, it captures the attention. It draws the audience in, right? It gives you the chance to connect, I think, much more immediately than with any other kind of marketing that is out there. Video is just really great at doing all of that. And now we're here on a live streaming broadcast. If you're watching the replay, you're watching the replay of a live streaming broadcast. And, you know, so live video is really great, but the recording is good too, right? It is just as good for that interaction. And actually, even a video without you. You don't have to be on the video. The videos where it's just like a PowerPoint presentation with a voice in the background and it's just showing other stuff on the screen, there have been studies shown that those can be even more effective. So guys, if you're camera shy, don't let that stop you from using video in your online marketing. And now, again, we're here on Facebook. If you're watching it live while we're on Facebook, but video is not limited to just, you know, the Facebook Live. It's not limited to just social either. But let's back up and let's talk about Facebook, because I know a lot of us market on Facebook, and if you don't, you should. So you have your Facebook Live. You can live stream from your business page, from your personal page too, but let's talk about business. Let's keep it business here, guys. So from your business page, from a group. So if you have different products and services and you have your customers segmented into groups that you have communities of on Facebook, that you've created groups of on Facebook, perhaps you have a team. If you're in direct sales, perhaps you have a team that you communicate with on Facebook. Video is really good in Facebook groups too. You can also go do the live streaming from a Facebook event. So so perhaps you are a consultant coach, you're doing an event which is a live training. It's a kind of like a webinar, but you're going to do it through Facebook, a Facebook event. You can do that with. Perhaps, again, let's go to our direct sales friends, and they have a lot of times like an in-home party kind of setting, presentation kind of setting. Facebook events are great for those too. And when you can go live, what that does is it just engages those people better. They feel part of the event, right? Everybody's at home. Everybody's in the comfort of their own home. Maybe they're in their jammies, maybe they're cuddled up under their, you know, blanket. Whatever the case may be, they're all, like I said, in the comfort of their own home, but they're still engaged. They're still feeling a part of this event, this live event. So the Facebook, you know, page, group, event, Facebook ads, guys, videos in Facebook ads are also very, very effective. But let's get off of Facebook. Let's back up. Let's stay on Facebook for just one more minute. Once you've done these live videos, then of course they stay on Facebook as recorded videos. But if you also then save that video to your phone, save it to your camera roll, because then what happens? Now you have a piece of content that you can share other places. So you can share it, you can upload it, and let it live on YouTube. You can, from YouTube, share it on your other platforms. You know, you can share it on LinkedIn. You can share it on Twitter. You can share it wherever you're sharing stuff, right? You can embed it on your website, right? Now you've got this content that you've done one time. So my coffee chats, for example, they're 15-minute videos, give or take. And so I've taken this 15-minute video. One, it's a piece of live content. Then it becomes a piece of recorded content on Facebook. Then I upload it to YouTube and it lives on YouTube. And by the way, YouTube, make sure your descriptions when you post it to YouTube, make sure your description is descriptive. Make sure that you're using keywords that people are searching for, because YouTube is a very powerful search engine as well. So it's on YouTube. Then it's embedded on my website. I can then put that, and it's tricky to send a video in email. There's a certain way you have to do it, but it can go out to my tribe on email as well. So from this 15 minutes, you know, I've got these multiple ways to reach people. So it's really effective use of your time, and so powerfully good at connecting with your audience, right? So have I convinced you yet that video is like this no-brainer? It really is. The thing I think that holds people back is, one, they are uncomfortable in front of the camera. And, you know, I hope that you can get over that. What I help my coaching students with for that is, you know, just think of it as it's just a conversation. You're communicating with that one person who is on the other side of the screen, who's listening to you. When you focus on that one person, then it makes it not so scary. And the other thing is, you know, people are scared of making a mistake. But guys, the mistakes are what makes you human. It's that when you share that vulnerability of yeah, you know, I screwed up, but I'm just going to keep going kind of thing. It's okay. It really is okay. Especially in this, you know, day and age. We are not Hollywood, right? We do not have to, it doesn't have to be a Hollywood production. It just needs to be real. And for that, it's just you, you know, it's just you having that conversation with your audience, right? Whether that's a prospect, whether it's an existing customer or client, whether it's a team member, guys, video, it is, you can use it in so, so very many ways. And you know, I think because of the time, I think we're going to, I'll give you some content ideas of what you can use with video next week. So stay tuned and look for that coffee chat coming up, because I want to share with you some of those content ideas, because there's so many for one, but I want to give you some so you can start thinking about it. I think that it will open your eyes to some and give you that aha moment, that light bulb going off in your head of ways that you can use video. But before we go today, I did mention the video in email, and so I wanted to just briefly talk about that in and because most email servers, email client servers, will not accept the big because a video file is huge, right? And so most of the time they will not accept that. So you're not going to be able to get somebody to click your email and open it and watch your video right there on in their email. Hopefully there's some things that are happening where that's going to be changed, and we're going to be able to do that. But until then, the workaround for that is you put a picture, just a static picture, image, picture, JPEG, PNG, whatever kind of image it is. You put the image in your email, and then you overlay that image with the little play button, so that it looks like I gotta click and play that video. The thing is, you make that image a link. It links to wherever your video lives, whether that is Vimeo or YouTube or Wistia, wherever it is. I like YouTube just because people search on YouTube. So you have even that you have that additional chance of getting found. But so from the email, they see the video, the picture that looks like it's going to play because you have the play button on there. And so when they tap or they click it, it takes them and automatically starts playing in YouTube. So it's still a way to communicate with video, but it's through email. And by the way, with YouTube, you don't have to, you can keep it private so that only people with the link, that only the people that have clicked that through your email, they're the only ones who are going to see that video. So you don't have to feel like, oh, I can't do that because I don't want, the whole world to see this. This is a personal thing for this person. Then make it private. Just make it so that you have to have the link to get there. Easy peasy, right? So I hope that this has made you just start thinking about using video. I know you guys know it. I know you've heard it before. But sometimes you just need to hear it again, right? So that's it for today. I could keep going, but in interest of time, that's it for today. And join me again for the other topics of some content ideas for using video. There's some cool ones that I've come across just recently, and I can't wait to share them with you. So until then, thank you for being with me today. If you were here live, or if you're watching on the replay, if you're watching on the replay on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, on the website, wherever you are, thank you for being here with me. I really appreciate it. If you have found this content valuable, please do share. Sharing is caring, and share it with others. I would greatly appreciate that as well. Tune in with me 8:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, where we'll be streaming these coffee chats. Weekdays, I do take the weekends off to spend with my family and just enjoy, life. And I hope you do too. But so anyway, I will see you next time here on Coffee Chat. Until then, cheers to your success. Bye for now.